It's called a Nantucket sleigh ride. Sounds like a nice winter trip, but it's actually far from a peaceful dash through the snow, for the person in the sleigh was not on the land, and their chances of surviving the ride were very doubtful. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
As Arthur Mata explains, taking a job aboard a whaling ship in the 1800s was not for the faint of heart.
It turns out that whaling, all through the 19th century, really was the highest risk, highest return business you could be in. You had a pretty good chance of not coming back.
Mata says in some years, the death rate would be as high as 50%.
It was almost insane what they did. They would row out once they saw a school of whales, get as close as you and me, throw a lance into the whale, a harpoon, and this didn't kill the whale, this only made faster the whale.
Throwing the harpoon and hitting the whale was just the first and perhaps safest step of what would now take place.
About 1,800 feet of line would be paid out of a tub around a loggerhead to take the pressure off the bow. The bow could be ripped right off the whaleboat. And they'd go on what they call a Nantucket sleigh ride, which could be miles out of sight from the mothership.
And once the whale tired, they would draw the line and the boat toward the whale and puncture its lungs, killing it. That is, if all went well.
Many times the whale would sound, take the men out of sight, not a trace. So they knew what they were in for, but it really did come down to pluck, bravery, some amount of craziness.
These were voyages where crews might be gone for 3 or 4 years at a time. A lot can happen back in town in that span. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.